Hey everyone, welcome back to the M3's podcast. My name is Thomas and I'm here with Andres with special guest Alan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Today we're gonna be going over The Grinch, directed by
Ron Howard. I was gonna say Todd Howard.
Yeah, Ron Howard, and directed by Dr. Seuss, Jeffrey Price.
Ridden.
Nah,
you gotta run it back.
Nah, just run it back. That was crazy.
If you want, I don't know if you have IMDb.
No, I pulled it up.
I'm pulling it up because.
And then, so we just give it like 3 seconds of just silence.
Let it die.
And then we just start over the fucking intro. Hey everyone, welcome back to the M3's podcast. My name is Thomas. I'm here with Andres, a special guest Alan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And today we're gonna be going over How the Grinch Stole Christmas, directed by Ron Howard and written by, of course, Dr. Seuss, Jeffrey Price, and Peter S. Seaman.
What a fucking name, huh?
Yeah,
Seaman.
I mean, the first time I read out, I just said Seaman. Like, I just said
Seaman. Shout out to all the Seaman out there.
And he's like,
he could hella write a movie.
For a long time, he probably, every time someone says his name, he's like immediately the joke.
Yeah, you know, he got fried.
Yeah.
Imagine being Dr. Seuss's like co-writer. Be like, come on, Seaman, Heeman, Sheeman.
Nah, this shit was probably, I don't even know when. Nah, Dr. Seuss died a long ass time ago.
It was more just like the story by.
He died in 91 at 87.
But he could have never seen that coming.
The Shout Seaman, out to the goat.
The Seaman writing his fucking shit to a movie.
And of course, we're doing this episode in a celebration for Christmas here in the year 2025 as the year comes to an end.
End it out strong.
And yeah, we have to end it out strong with something lighthearted, strong, yeah. You know, fun. And of course, we have a special guest here, Alan. Tell us a little about something yourself, Alan.
I like drywall and drywall accessories
and drugs and hardcore drugs. Ooh, shit.
And that's that. But
enough of that. Anyways.
And then you just meet the Grinch. Dude, that immediately, I'm just memorized by his fucking gut, bro.
Yeah, like, that shit is fucking crazy. Lean gut on him is like, fucking insane.
It's the craziest lean gut ever that it just like covers like his fucking dick. Like, that shit's fucking crazy.
I feel like with the gut like that, it makes you more like assertive, you know? Like, this guy does not give a fuck.
Bro, every adult man in that shit has a fucking gut. I noticed that. Yeah.
Like, every fucking adult avocado shape.
You know the Who's ain't fucking giving a fuck.
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
That's all they do. It's like, there's nothing else going on. It's just Christmas sucking and fucking. And
yeah. Like, pure excess. In the books, everyone has like who 20 feast, the who kids. Beast. Everyone has got like 20 fucking kids. I'm like, oh, shit.
Whoville's in Utah. Fun fact.
This year is shit, man. Oh my god.
How's your guys' year been? What would you rate it on out of 1 out of 10?
My year's been good. I honestly better nothing as bad as last year, so probably like a 7-6.
Not bad.
Wake up like a sleeper agent.
What about you, sleeper agent?
No, like 8. I think it's pretty good.
Oh yeah, good to
good so far. You know, I think the beginning of the year was ass, but we ended out strong.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, guys!
I was addicted to WoW for a long time. I'll be honest. I was addicted to WoW for like the first like 4 months of the year.
Like, you were cooked.
I did not do anything fucking else. I just played fucking WoW. I go to work and stuff sometimes.
Dark times. Yeah, that's how the Grinch stole Christmas.
Yeah, and that's how the Grinch stole Christmas.
That's how the story begins.
How the fuck does this shit open?
It's him as an adult, I'm pretty sure.
Remember, like, it's him. It's the guys going up into the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. First things first, they're in a fucking snowflake. Like, yeah. The whole world.
When it opens. Yeah.
They're in a fucking snowflake. That shit is crazy. Yeah, I never do that.
Like, if you know, if you've seen Horton, Here's a Who.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the same shit pretty much.
Wasn't like a dandelion or some shit like that.
So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that shit's fucking funny. And it's just like the one place because it's all mountains. Like, it's just
the one small city and like these like mountain ranges for like that span forever.
It's like only
Christmas. What's the mountain called?
I don't even.
Oh, I don't know. Damn,
I was going to say, I know what it is, but I totally fucking spaced it. Is it like Mount crumpet?
Probably not. Hell no, bro.
I have no fucking clue.
We're going to have to Google that one.
Yeah, it opens up with those fucking the kids.
The kids of the Luhus, of Betty Luhu and Drew Luhu. Yeah, those. It's like the three kids. It's the little girl, Cindy Luhu, and then her old, and then the not two, her, but like her two older brothers and like, I guess like their girlfriends or some shit. Some girls.
Dude, those bitches around. Look straight.
They look dirty. I'm like, what the fuck? They're like, everyone's. They're all supposed to be like fucking teenagers. I'm like, well, holy shit.
Yeah, hell no.
Oh, bro, and then he pulls out, like, the fucking dog is, like, controlling that big-ass contraption.
Yeah, like the dragon on it.
Yeah, the dragon on it. He's
some
like,
fucking demon on it.
What did I say the mountain was called?
Crumpet or some shit like
that? Yeah, it is called Mount Crumpet.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
What's up, guys? God damn. Shout out to Mount Crumpet.
Yeah, and it's the
so
kid.
It starts off in Mount Crumpet.
And they scare the shit out of those guys.
Yeah. they scare the shit out of them so bad, they're, like, fucking, they, like, tumbleweed all the way the fuck down to like the village.
Yeah, those other chicks, the chicks look like they're 30, bro. It's crazy because I'm like, what age are they supposed to be?
Definitely teenagers. They're definitely
definitely not. Definitely the Spider-Man high school 30-year-old.
It's like you pull up and you're 30, it's high school, and everyone else around you is 30 as well.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And you get held back a little bit too much.
The super senior. The
super senior. Shout out to all the super seniors out there.
Yeah.
Making it happen.
And you get the fat ass reveal of fucking Max. This is probably the best like acting like dog actor, straight goat.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's like doing blowing the fucking like little dragon horn shit.
Yeah, let's talk about that. That was, the Grinch fucking sets up that little.
A little contraption
to scare people off.
Bro, he's like a fucking master like. Architect or some shit like motherfuckers just builds like anything. He's just
like a master hater.
Yeah, know? Literally. Like,
he's dude, that shit's fucking lit, dude. Like, literally, I love it because, like, in the we're just gonna go fuck all this. We're just gonna go everywhere, dude. I love in the end when he's building, he has like the 4-hour clock till like Christmas, and then he just builds a whole ass fucking flying sleigh.
Yeah, he builds a flying sleigh out of fucking scraps, bro. Yeah. It's like the fucking Iron Man thing. He built it with fucking scraps.
There's a whole musical sequence. This shit is crazy.
It's like being fucking. It has like rocket engines on the back. Like, where the fuck you get that shit? And then like that shit is insane. You gotta be a different kind of hater to just build a fucking contraption to steal everything. And then it like flies. I deadass forgot that it straight flies. I thought it was just gonna be like a sleigh and he just like moved it everywhere. No, that bitch fucking flies and it like can levitate.
Creeps upon your ass. Creeps up on your ass while you're sleeping. Yeah. It takes all your shit.
Yeah, I was like, what the? He just flies down. I love that part when he's just like going down the mountain. He's spinning. He's just like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
And then at the end, he's like, good thing I didn't overreact.
Yeah, he's like, good thing I kept my composure. Shoot, fire,
fucking
bro.
Fucking not keeping that composure at all. And then immediately he runs into like the little girl and she's like, are you Santa? Oh, I love it too because right before he launches off. Right before he launches off, bro, he like shit talks Santa. He's like, why doesn't he fucking get hate? He shows up the once a year too.
Yeah,
bitch. That's really what he says about Santa. Shout out to him.
What's your favorite scene?
I think my favorite scene is like when he's getting the holiday cheermeister, and then they start feeding him everything, you know?
Yeah, dude, that's part's fine.
Like, you know, start feeding him all the pudding, and then there's one guy that's like, this isn't pudding. And then he eats it and spits it out.
He said, what is it? Yeah, dude. Yeah, I love that whole montage, and it's just like, the fade-in, like, of his face and shit. He's just, like, tweaking the fuck out. Dude, you know, and then the next one, the second one, they're feeding him the fudge contest one, dude. That shit is so fucking funny. Yeah. He's, like, trying to bite their hands and shit.
Mean, they're, like, trying to see how many he can fit in his fucking mouth.
They're like, this isn't fudge.
Yeah, you know, there were definitely some people who didn't like him. They're just giving him fucking shit. They're like, here you go.
This is deer fudge.
Don't get it fucking confused.
No, I like it when he's dead ass cleans like out all the houses. That shit is fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah. He literally like leaves nothing.
Yeah. He's like supposed to just take presents and shit. He just cleans that shit out. That shit is
decorations
crazy.
Decorations and fucking everything. He's like, I'll fuck all your stockings, decorations, everything. The lights. Nah, I think my favorite scene is like the, I think yours too, Andres, but like the fucking, the crash dummy one, bro. That shit is so fucking funny when he's testing like the sleigh, like the safety shit on it. And he just like fucking slams into the wall.
He gets like the multiple shots, like boom, boom, boom. And he's like, oh yeah, the airbags are a little late. Yeah, they go off like 3 seconds later.
I think dude, the editing was so fucking funny. Like it's all like, you would never see that in like a professional film, like him just like shadowed over like a montage that's going on. Like that shit's so he's just fire.
Like, tweaking out. That shit's sick.
He's like, oh, and it's just like him just robbing everyone the whole fucking time.
Yeah. Going back to like him being a hater, like
I can relate.
No, but imagine that, you know, this motherfucker hates you so much. Like you said, he's gonna build a contraption to come steal all your shit. Not only just your shit, everybody's shit in the town.
Dude, that shit's so, like, I don't even know what the fuck the plan is. That shit's like just crazy as fuck, just to steal all this shit. He was just gonna throw off the fucking cliff too.
Yeah, he was just gonna like fucking destroy it all. He's like, ah, fuck it, let me just burn it all.
and then you know how girls are. Classic little fucking a little girl coming.
Yeah, dude, that shit.
Melt your heart. Fuck it. Make you a changed man.
Dude, that shit's crazy that she scales that mountain fucking twice, bro.
By herself.
What the fuck?
Got the little fucking kid. She's like,
literally, he's like in the, just on a fucking mountaintop, and she scales that bitch. I love twice.
It. No one like fucks with him, but everyone knows like exactly where the fuck he lives. Like,
yeah, like the newspaper. He's like fucking Bigfoot. Yeah. That shit's fucking fire.
Some of the shots were kind of goofy. Like when they do the faraway shots of the mountain, and it's like all CGI, and they like CGI. Shit, like crazy. It looks fucking insane.
It's crazy because there's like whole like sets, you know, that look. They look great, and then you get those CGI fucking cutaways. Look crazy.
They just had to like CGI his whole fucking mountain. They only pretty much designed like the front of it, and like a little bit part inside. But the set design was crazy. Like the whole town's pretty much like just one big thing. It looks
it's cool.
It looks like cool as fuck.
Yeah, it's hella nice. I would live in Whoville. I'd fuck around and live in Whoville. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
the walkable cities. Shout out.
Yeah, retired in Whoville,
but just only fucking Christmas.
All year? Shit, that sounds great.
That shit is crazy. Hell no. Fuck no. That shit sounds crazy. Sounds like Groundhog's Day. Sounds like the fucking Grinch. Got me like the Grinch. I can't stand these motherfuckers. Dude, I love the part when he's like, he has like a fucking phone book of like everybody in the town, and he's just like, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
I hate.
I loathe you.
Dude, that shit's so fucking funny. No, I also love the part where he's like,
Ebenezer, who? I hate you.
That shit's so fucking fire.
You know who the Grinch reminds me of? Like, if, like, say, like, alternate universe? Like, straight up, like, Luis, bro.
Straight up. Not even alternate universe, just this one.
Hey, he's this a straight one. Fucking grouch.
He's straight fucking Grinching.
our boy Grinching, hella hard. Shout out to Luis. Love you.
The fucking Grinch.
The fucking Grinch.
He's like, what the fuck you want to do for Christmas?
He's like, fuck all that. I don't want to do none of that.
You give him a suggestion. He's like, actually, no, I don't want to do any of that.
He sends fucking Rex to the door to go bark at your ass to get the fuck out of there.
And Rex complies like the good dog he is.
Yeah, he's
like,
all right.
Okay.
He's on it.
Dude, what to say? Like, Jim Carrey's the fucking goat.
Yeah, that's
like
sure.
This is like just this fucking movie just solidified him as like one the best of the best,
as
bro.
More,
he's so
more goat than human.
Exactly. He's not even human anymore. Yeah, like everything he did, goat. Dude, the performance that he gave is fucking impeccable, bro. Straight up, like
he's
it's
in everybody's
so fucking good
for generations.
His voice is like insane. Like I mean, like
his range.
His
like,
range
crazy.
Is crazy. Like it just sounds like you can tell it's him if you know what Jim Carrey sounds like, but like. It's definitely like you have to be paying attention because he just sounds like that like accent he does for
the
like,
motherfucking
the
Grinch.
Yeah,
sounds
for the
like
Grinch.
The motherfucking Grinch.
It sounds fucking good. And the costume design is terrific. He looks fucking insane. He's like the big old gut, and then like
lean
and
gut.
Then the whole time like you, dude, when he fucking puts on like that like woman gown, bro, and you can like his whole ass is out, bro. I was like, what? Dude, what's going on?
That shit's fucking.
Why
fire.
The Grinch so thick?
Like, yeah.
Hey, you got some.
He got some titties on him too, bro.
Yeah,
I know.
Crazy.
I'm like, what is that called?
The what?
What is that
what?
Called?
The what?
Like, when you talk about something like, say, like say, like the other day, I was talking about, like, you know, I was like, what thing is kind of sexy? And I was like, you know, like the green M&M.
What?
It's called a thing, you know.
I can't. I don't know. I don't know.
Like Linger?
No. It's like. I gotta hit my people right, for this one.
Oh hell no! He's like gonna phone a fucking friend.
Yeah, he's gonna.
I gotta phone a friend.
Nah, but shout out to Jim Carrey.
Shout out to that one lady just being madly in love with him the whole time.
Yeah, she's that bitch, like, is hot as fuck. Martha,
like,
who?
Yeah, she's like, I love him.
And I love her.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Shit, shout out to Martha Who.
Martha Who, the goat.
She's just like, when he's like, when he gets mad as fuck when he's a kid, you know, and he's like destroying the whole.
Dude, that whole sequence is fucking insane. Yeah. The whole, when he's a kid. Dude, he's, I love,
like,
that.
Dude, the old, he, when he's like, he, you're like, damn, he was raised by, like, these old ladies. And then when he sees them again, he's like, damn, y'all fucking still alive?
Yeah, they just, like, in the flashback, they're just the same old ass
age.
Yeah,
they're the same fucking age. They're just old. And then, like, he, like, and then the fast forward, he's like, damn, I y'all still fucking breathing? That shit was fire. That shit's fire, dude. When he's about to start getting stuffed. That shit's fucking insane.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I fucking, oh my God, what fucking part? God damn it.
You know, part's a good one too, when he steals the little car.
Yeah,
too. Yeah, he's like, move aside, and he was like, an ass shot.
Might want to scooch over.
Yeah, and he's like, just a fucking ass shot. I'm like, dude, oh, that shit's so shit.
Fucking lit, bro. That fucking part.
Get Grinch nuts on you, yeah. And then your car took it. It's crazy.
Dude, that shit's so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah, and then he fucking crashes it, and it's like a fucking big ass bomb, like, just nuke? Goes off. Yeah, it's like.
Does like that fucking action scene.
That shit's, and like, it's going to blow.
It just blows the fuck behind him, and it's like the tiniest car ever does like a big ass explosion. I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, I love it. He just like crashes the fuck. I love he shaves the dude's fucking head, and then the other guy's like, he's like, you need to do something. And he's like, all right. He shaves his head too. That shit's fire.
Yeah, that's a down ass fucking
yeah, he's
cadet.
Like, yeah, he's like, I can't let my boy be the only one.
That's like when you're one pisses his pants and then you piss your pants.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah, so he doesn't get embarrassed.
I just gotta follow it up. When my mom asked me, would you jump off a bridge for him? I just like, I'm like mid dive already.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. If he's going, I'm going.
Yeah. Dude, I love the part when he's just, when he's checking his calendar, dude. That shit is so fucking funny. He's like, I'm all booked up.
Yeah, he's like, damn, I gotta be, see if I'm open and get this award. And he's like, wallow in self-pity, reflect on everything, eat dinner.
Yeah, he's like, have dinner with myself. He's like, I can't miss that again. Dude, there's so much funny shit. It's like hard to even like recount any of it. It's just like one, like band for band, it just keeps going.
Honestly, it really picks up at the end. It starts getting like more and more fucking goofy, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just so fucking, it's so awesome. Like, dude, I was like, it's just so wacky, you know? And it just like brings so much joy to me.
it made your heart grow 10 times bigger.
Sorry, guys. Excuse me. Figured out what it is. It's called a Hear Me Out.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, hear me out. The Grinch?
The Grinch. Thick-ass Grinch.
You just, see, Grinch's, you just ass. See that fucking body move, and you're like, oh, well, I mean.
I was like, take all my shit.
The fucking Grinch.
Hell yeah.
You marry the Grinch?
The Grinch stole more than just Christmas.
Stole your ass. The Grinch stole your ass.
Not even your heart, just your fucking ass.
You stole my heart.
And then your ass.
And then my ass.
Your heart's actually located in your ass.
Funny thing.
Funny thing is your ass.
I actually don't have a heart, guys.
Because it's in your ass? Because it's in your ass.
Now, you know, but I guess let's talk about Cindy Lou Who.
The little girl.
The little girl.
Dude. She killed it. I was like, she killed that shit.
She's like the other main character, and she did a really good job.
Dude, I love when she falls in the trash chute kind of thing, and he's just like, all the bleeding hearts in the world. Just to save her, that shit's so fucking
good. And don't give her a chance to sing, because she's hitting that shit.
Yeah, she's like, all right, let me bust out the song. Anyways.
What's her song? Let's hear it.
I don't know.
I just know
it was so fucking quiet.
She likes singing.
I love you, Christmas.
Yeah. it's something like that. It's yeah, how, you got the beat.
Or is, it, or is it I miss you?
I don't know, bro. It's something like that. It sounded
when,
close to
it's
it.
When he like stealing the shit, right?
No, I think it's like when she's like, damn, why is everybody just thinking about the presents instead of the Christmas?
Oh, yeah. And then she just
because there's a lot of lessons in that movie, you know, like
yeah, it's like anti-materialistic kind of yeah. like things, you know, like yeah. don't be so materialistic, you know, like it's all about family and shit like that. The real Christmas is the friends we made along the way.
Literally, that's what the fucking message is. That's the real Christmas.
And I guess like not just, you know, a book by its cover, or like even someone yeah. that's misunderstood can still bounce back or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't even like that hated. It was because of the mayor just trying to like hate on his ass, just like
well, yeah, because he's different, course. Bro. Yeah,
it all it takes is just
damn. I know a little something about that.
Yeah, I think we could all relate yeah. to that one.
Yeah.
Being a little different, get your ass hated on, bro. Straight
hella hard.
Shout out to the Grinch. Just we learned some lessons.
Had learned some lessons.
And then he tries to adapt, you know, by like shaving his fucking shit, and then
yeah, he gets
fucking clowned.
And
gets that's what turns him evil.
That's what fucks people up, bro.
Yeah, you know it did.
That's what fucks people up is like you try to conform and then you get dicked down. Hell no. Now you got to be a villain.
Now I got to steal all your shit.
Yeah. Now I got to ruin your fucking holiday.
Yeah,
just
he's like, now
that.
I'm fucking burns the fucking tree down in like 2 seconds, dude. That shit is crazy.
Yeah, literally just fucking lights up and just.
He grabs the fucking moonshine from the old ass guy and like flips his whole big ass beard that's touching the fucking ground. And just blows that shit away.
Fucking flame, like man-made flamethrower. That shit, he just fucking spits it out. I'm like, oh shit!
Fire.
There's some good lessons in that one. I guess another one too would be appreciating what you got. You know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that too. You know what I mean? Like nobody. He's like saying like all their fucking gifts that they don't like. They all get sent up to him. You know.
Yeah.
And like nobody appreciates shit. Away. Yeah. Nobody appreciates shit, you know, and he's just like
everyone loves celebrating,
bastards.
Like pretending they're happy, but like everyone just throws the fucking gifts they give to each other the fuck away.
What do you do with that fucking tie that your mom gave you or those pair of socks? You really wear them, you know?
Yeah.
This is for you out
dude,
there.
My
listening.
Mom's bought me so much clothes to the point where this year is like, she's like, I'm not doing that anymore. You got too much shit.
Yeah, because I got to that point where I was like, you know, I got a couple of kids. Shout out.
Shout out to the kids.
To the kids, to Gordy Goo and Sessy Girl, I love you.
Shout out.
You know, like, they got to a point where we're like, I was spending stupid money on presents, and then, like, the next day, they were all fucking on the ground, not being played with. I'm like, fuck all that.
Yeah.
Oh, they rather hit him with the Grinch this year, you know?
Fuck.
Grinch, it's going to be love.
It's going to be
love. They're going to find out.
Hit him with Cindy Lou Who?
They're going to hit you like my brother fucking does, and he's like, my presence is a gift enough.
Yeah, goat. That should be enough, though.
It should be. That's the moral of the story. It's like, yeah, it's like, fuck the gifts. That's what makes his heart grow 3 times bigger.
But the little, he's like, damn,
you know
babe.
What else grows 3 times bigger? My heart during Christmas.
Goat.
That shit's so
yeah, he grows a heart because he like sees that they all like start just like trying.
Yeah, they said, fuck
it.
All the presents, you know?
And he's like, fuck we it, got, we don't got shit, but, yeah. you know, we got each other.
But in all reality, like, you think people would be like that? Fuck no. They'd be like, where's my shit?
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
They'd want to lynch
like,
his ass,
fuck,
I think.
Grandma, where's my shit?
Yeah, they like, where's that fucking Xbox?
They 100% would want to lynch his ass.
Imagine that. You go home and everything's gone. Like, not even the couch is fucking there.
He takes the fucking cat, bro. He takes the cat, too.
And the cat's like, what the fuck?
He took the perro.
Shout out to his sidekick being there the whole time. He's committed. Yeah. He even tries to, like, switch, like, convince him, but he doesn't switch up.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Max?
Max, the dog.
The one and only. Max's best friend.
And the fuck, dogs are like that, you know? Super great. We got a couple of dogs that, fuck, if, you know, we were being attacked, they'd be putting up their lives for us.
Yeah, straight up.
Gotta appreciate those little doggos too.
Little jits.
The little jits out there.
They will never let anything happen to you.
Exactly.
Go to Disney.
Anyways, the Grinch. Let's hear your best Grinch impersonation.
Hell no.
I can't fucking do that. even if
yeah, dude, I had to get
the who? I hate you.
Dude, I love it when she comes up the first time and he's just like, get out of here, I'm transforming. He's like,
oh yeah,
dude, that shit's so fucking fire.
And then he fucking booby traps her ass. That shit was fucking.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I can't wait to go down there, you know? And then it's just like, no. Sends her ass down.
But it's just like a slide, so she's just like, yippee, the whole fucking time.
And I guess another thing about Christmas, too, that a lot of people don't really notice until you're an adult is, like, how much fucking work you got to put in to be buying all those presents, and then you're missing out on all, like, your family and shit all the time just to be buying these presents. No one gives a fuck about them. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's fucked up, you know what I mean? But that's, like, the thing, the prices you have to pay, you know, I guess. Christmas? Yeah, I guess, you know, so, like, you take those sacrifices for your kids, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And then I guess, like, when they grow up, I guess they give you your flowers back, you know what I mean?
And they're just like, God, that shit sucked for you, too, like that, damn.
And you're like, mad respect, you know what I mean? You got to suck the dick a little bit, you know what I mean? But I think it all pays off at the end, you know?
Yeah, I'd say give so, because my dad told me that, like, I remember playing my wing, and my dad got me a whiff for Christmas when I was, like, 8, 9 years old. And then it wasn't until, like, I was an adult, and I asked him, it was like, He told me the story of how he got the fucking weed. My dad was camping out for days, like, at, like, fucking Targets and Best Buys, because they were only selling, like, a few a day, you know? So he'd go and camp out in the night just to, like, fucking try and get a fucking weed. I mean, it's crazy, a fucking weed, bro. Like, not like an Xbox, a PlayStation, a fucking weed. And I think it's things like that, like, kind of demonstrate that. They're like,
it's like not the weed, you know? Who gives a fuck about the weed? Yeah, but, like, it was more the...
Knowing that, like, he put that much effort into giving me a fucking weed that, like, is crazy, because, like, back then, you know, we were straight broke, and you know, he would just camp out to get, like, not even like a resale one, but like a new one for, like, the MSRP and everything. And, you know, my dad's always worked fucking construction, so he'd go hit like a 10-12 hour day and then go stay up all night trying to get a fucking weed. That shit's insane, you know?
Yeah, that's some dad shit right there. Yeah, shout out to all the dads.
Shout out to Don Coco, my father,
straight up. The one and only.
And I think it's shit like that, like, you know, it's what makes, like, even if...
If all your shit gets jacked?
Yeah, like, even if all your shit gets jacked, maybe it gets thrown away at some point in life, you know, maybe when they're older. But, like, I think kids, and even now as an adult, you know, they'll always appreciate when someone, like, gives you something. If you don't have the thing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, for sure. Like, I don't know where the fuck that Wii is, but I know...
Yeah, you know where it's at. It's somewhere in fucking the dump.
Yeah,
for sure. In a landfill somewhere.
Actually, no, that's a lot. I know where near
you. I know. You got, like, all these fucking old ass consoles. Those crazy as fuck.
They've just been sitting out in the cold for a long time, so they probably don't work. But they're cooked.
You're cooked.
But it's all about the effort you put in, you know. It's like a give and take, like you said.
100%.
Yeah, that's what the movie's about. You know, just like, it's all about the effort and love. Laugh. Yeah, live, love.
Yeah, it's family. It's all about your family, you know what I mean? I guess in, like, the time you want to spend.
Yeah, and, like, even then, like, most of the people didn't even dislike him. They just, like, thought, like.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, nobody give a fuck. It was just the mayor hating ass mayor because he was about to.
Yeah, let's talk about that fucker.
Fuck out, bro.
Yeah, he just, like, actively makes it. And not even for good reasons. I mean, I don't know, whatever. But,
well, it's because,
like,
he wanted
to. The Grinch was trying to steal. Well, like, not even steal. He liked the Grinch.
Yeah, he didn't even, like.
How
the Grinch stole your bitch.
It's not even fucking stealing, because she didn't even fucking want the fucking mayor. She just wanted him.
The fucking Grinch. Mayor over here, bald as fuck. Yeah. Big teeth as fuck.
And he just hit her with the diamond stacked on the diamond.
Yeah, the triple stack diamond. That was crazy.
I guess that's another lesson there, too. Even though you got all the money in the world, that ain't going to get you.
Yeah, he didn't get him. It didn't get him the hoop.
You got to be that, you know, come with that swag, the sauce.
It's crazy. She's been waiting for my boy to lock the fuck in so he could be with her.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit. Okay.
He immediately flies at her fucking titties. That shit's crazy out of the pipe.
When he gets out of the pipe. It's one of those adult jokes, you know. I was like, oh my God, he just
There's a lot
her.
Of adult jokes in that movie.
Dude, when they drop him off the first time, when they drop the baby off, and, like, when the baby lands, he's just like, it kind of looks like your boss. Oh my God, damn. That shit crazy.
I guess, too, I was watching The Grinch, and I was, like, watching stuff about it, kind of prepping for this. Yeah. So, in, like, the beginning, you know, when The Grinch lands at his house, I guess.
Yeah.
They're having, like, that party. And so they're like, and you, there's a scene
where
they're
partying.
They're dropping, like, the keys into the bowl.
Yeah.
So I guess that's, like, some sex shit that, like, you know, like, it's called a key party, and, like, so, like, you grab someone's keys, and whoever's keys they are, you go home with them.
Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck?
So these hoes be fucking freaky as fuck.
Yeah, it's that's crazy. What
I
thought
too. I was like, this is some orgy shit or like the drinking and driving type thing. Like they're getting wild because they were like on top of each other and shit like that.
They were definitely getting
because like I was looking at the scene and they're like grabbing each other and like
that's what I'm saying. Like one was on top of him riding him pretty
and
much.
It's crazy. It's like it's while a fucking horse. It's while he's fucking landing and he gets stuck in a fucking tree.
Yeah, it's like
and
of course he's gonna behave.
And they're like, oh, we left him out there all night because we were so fucked up.
Yeah, pretty much, and he just had to watch that shit. Yeah, how's a motherfucker not supposed to turn evil?
Yeah, straight up, dude. He was just fucked from the beginning. And green, too. I had some compas out there trying to ask a question for, I guess, if whoever could answer this, if they want to get back to us.
Damn.
Why do you think the Grinch is green?
Who knows, bro? Fucking stink.
Is it the stink, or is it like the hate?
The hate,
or is he just like a whole nother fucking alien? Because no, I'd be tripping.
He's a who,
is he?
Yeah,
I guess so. Well, yeah, he can't
be like maybe him being like what?
Well, he has the same facial structure. Like they all have that nose thing. They like they're all built like that.
He's would it be like an albino?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it would be 100%. He would be like the albino.
Okay, because that kind of makes sense. I guess if we look,
because he is
like
a
that.
Fucking who, because he looks like him. Like he's just more hairy, you know.
Well,
but
that's
like,
the
he
thing
looks
too.
Like
that he's hairy as fuck.
Yeah, but that's just like,
so you know. Honestly, if you would see like your little pal at school, you know, like this green hairy ass kid, I guess.
You're like, what is he?
I guess I'd want to bully that little motherfucker.
Yeah, for sure he was gonna get bullied.
Yeah, 100%. He's like, oh my god, he has a fucking beard, and he's 9.
I'm like, he's in fucking 5th grade.
Yeah, they definitely do. They do play on that. I think he's like because when he fucking one of the adult jokes too. When he crashes the whole fucking bitch.
Yeah,
and he's just like taxi, and he's like, oh, he didn't pick me up because I'm green.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah,
that it's Asian hate.
Yeah, it's definitely something to do with fucking. You know what? It might be something like that. You know, like
how he's just like another race completely.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like he's it's just like he is like it's like the same thing. You know, he is a person, it's but like it's like a different like race.
Yeah, they dropped him off on the wrong snowflake.
Maybe he's in Mexico.
He got dropped off at the wrong village. There are other villages, but he got dropped off at the wrong one.
Imagine that. He's like it's kind of like the ugly duckling, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to the ugly duckling.
Shout out to that ugly duck.
I don't know how the story goes, but I think the ugly duckling's the goat.
Ugly duckling's. Ugly duckling's like he's a swan.
Yeah,
you
you've never seen the ugly duckling story.
He's hanging out.
No, I can't remember shit.
Like a bunch of ducks, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then he's like, "Why the fuck ain't I a duck? You know, why don't I look like this or
yeah,
walk like this? Or
shit!
Because he's like really ugly as a kid, and like
and then like when he goes to like his kind, like the fucking what we call it geese.
Yeah, geese. Yeah.
That's when he goes to the geese's.
Oh, immediately.
When he goes to the geese's, you know, he like fits right in and like he's you know, part of the team and yeah. like if he never left, you know what I mean? So I guess that could be it, right?
Yeah.
Just the ugly duck.
Yeah, he's just like a
the
fucking
ugliest duck.
Yeah. There he's just albino, you know, he's just like different color. Oh shit.
Yeah, like when he's pretending to be Santa Claus with Sidney Lou and he's just like, can you give the Grinch a present? He's a little smelly. Ugly,
yeah.
Stinky.
Because I guess that would be the other one. Because like, if he like just stinks, because like you see where he lives and like, how
dude,
when he
knocks that fucking dude out just with his pure breath. You remember that?
Yeah,
he like tight. He like fucking lifts up his mask and he just goes, oh, and then like that dude just like fucking.
I know a couple motherfuckers like that.
Knocks
actually.
The fuck out.
Believe it or not,
that's yeah, there's a lot of motherfuckers like that. That be fucking knocking people
just
out.
Just fucking breathe on you. And you're just, you pass the fuck out.
Which is breath.
Fucking be kicking like Bruce Lee. Yeah, but. Anyways.
Anyways, the Grinch. Oh my god.
Plot 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Shout out to Dr. Seuss.
Shout out to him.
And that's the cool thing because imagine that. This motherfucker. When did he die, you said?
91. Like. 10 years before this movie came out or something.
And when was he born?
02.
No way.
Yeah, like 1902.
1902?
Yeah. I think so. That's
God
what
damn.
I saw World War I.
Oh, my
World
God.
Yeah, no.
God damn.
He saw all the World Wars.
And then died.
And
yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's fucking crazy.
Fact
check that shit because that shit sounds insane.
I mean.
He's still alive.
He's actually still alive.
Yeah,
in your heart.
He's hella alive, yeah.
In your heart.
Fuck.
In all our hearts.
Yeah, I was off by 2 years, 1904.
That didn't change the 2 years. Don't change the difference.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
he was 87 when he died in 1991.
That's crazy, bro.
He died old too.
He lived through so much shit.
And literally all the wars. He lived through World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, and the Cold War.
And then he still had all that fucking, how do you call it?
All those rhymes, all that joy in his heart. I guess because he's seen so much shit, you know? Lived through so much shit, you got to like...
make you be a little bit more grateful and positive.
Yeah.
Shout out to the fucking...
Oh. And he's just like a mad racist. That'd be funny as fuck.
He actually hated it.
Yeah, he's like, he hated everything.
He actually was the fucking Grinch.
Yeah, he was the real Grinch. He's like, oh my god.
No, but that's a good ass movie, and it's a good ass.
I forgot about the Cat in the Hat. Like, that's also like, I think.
Yeah, we'll watch that one. Don't worry, you'll come back for that one too, Alan.
Fucking the Cat in the Hat.
The Cat in the Hat review.
That oh fuck! Fire. He won a Pulitzer Prize. That's crazy.
100%, you would. With those little rhymes.
With those little one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Yeah, Pulitzer Prize is like.
Get you that Pulitzer.
Get you that Pulitzer, black.
Straight up.
Yeah, two wives, and he was married to both until either he died. At the
same time?
No. So.
What?
He was married to Helen Geisel from 67 until she died, and then Audrey Geisel from 68 until he died.
Not bad.
Damn, he didn't even wait that long. 1 year after his first wife died,
100%.
He immediately had the other one.
You know, he had a lot of love to give.
Yeah, you really know he was with the other doña beforehand.
Yeah, beforehand.
Now he could just make it official. 100%. Straight grinching.
Shout out to all the cabrones and the
cabrones out there.
No,
I don't think he was racist.
Shout out to all the grinches out there.
He
expresses his views on social and political issues on his books, like The Lorax, which is just about like environmental health.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Even The Grinch, which I'm assuming is like about racism. If you like think about it, you know, because he's green. That's what I'm guessing.
I don't know. I feel like more. It's more like
he's like the fucking ugly ass Sasquatch.
Don't
judge a book. By its cover.
Yeah, I don't think
that'd
it's
be
that.
Right.
You know, just because he looks a little different, walks a little different, doesn't mean you guys can't be friends. I work in construction. And
oh my god!
There's a lot of
don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened is a quote from him.
Really?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened is it's one of his quotes. Like
that sounds like some straight G ass shit. That's like what you tell a girl you're breaking up. You're like, hey, don't be sad, girl.
No, dude, smile. We see. And like I love it because we're using that quote for pure. I didn't even know it was that because we're using that shit for pure fucking evil. Like,
yeah,
they always put like the fucking slavery and that shit crazy as fuck. They'll use like any terrible thing and then put that. Don't cry, it's over. Just be happy that it happened. That shit's crazy. I didn't even know. Shout out to him for that one.
Shout out to him. They fucking goated.
Yeah, there's a. I guess like these older guys are straight fucking pimps.
Oh yeah, they're
100%.
Because they didn't have anything like no social media or anything. They were just like straight coming up with game.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like he was probably early at that doña's ass, upper ass.
Oh, he didn't have any children. He didn't father a single children.
What?
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, he was straight shooting blanks because he would add 100.
Because he was evil.
Blue fish.
He was 100. There was no fish.
There's no fish. There's no fish swimming in there.
That's crazy. That's a crazy one, especially being like so, I guess, impactful in so many people's lives because everyone's read Dr. Seuss books since.
Yeah, it's crazy not having like, cool. Damn, he had all that clout, you know, and didn't pass it down.
Nah, he it's said, crazy. Fuck it, ends
just
with
the
me.
One.
He said it ends with
imagine
me.
He was that evil too. Imagine it was like the evil one. He's just like, yeah, nah, this shit stays with me, bro. And all this sauce.
That's the crazy shit about like back in the day, dude. You could get away with so much shit.
All his stuff will enter in the public domain at some point, too.
It probably really is.
Yeah, because some of it, yeah, for sure.
It has to be. Because, like, you know, fucking like Mickey Mouse is in the public domain.
Yeah,
like,
just the original version. Yeah, just Steamboat Willie. Yeah, Steamboat Willie's in the...
But shit, like, I think Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh's in the...
So, like, that motherfucker has to be public domain. Well, some of his shit, at least.
Yeah, because he's still making stuff even when he was older. And he doesn't have any kids, so no one gets, like, the claim rights.
Yeah.
It would just expire after.
It just all goes to me.
To and nobody. You. And to you. Somebody. Like, who knows where those royalties go to sometimes, you know? It's like, what the fuck?
I'd like a little royalty or two.
Me too. But maybe in time.
Maybe in time. Once this shit takes off.
To the fucking moon.
God damn. So it's him. Before 78, 95 years after that. God, holy shit. So, like, really? The Cat in the Hat doesn't enter the public domain until 2053.
God damn.
Well, hopefully, I'll see you guys there.
Yeah. 2053, holy shit.
Yeah, it just goes to show how old fucking Steamboat Willie is. Like, he was made in, like, oh something.
In, like the, in the good old days.
The 19-something.
Yeah, that's early crazy. Early
1900s. What? Shout out to Jim Carrey.
Just yeah, honestly. Hitting like,
that shit.
I couldn't glaze him enough. Like, dude, this motherfucker is just the best. And, like, everything he's in. Shout out to him. And shout out to retire on Sonic 3 is fucking crazy. Like, it's a it's honestly, like, one of the most goated shit ever.
Are they not doing
like,
another one?
No, he said that was it. He said
no, remember, he dies. In
oh, the I haven't seen it. Oh,
shit. You should have said
spoiler alert.
That motherfucker blows up.
He fucking dies?
Dude, he plays two different characters and he both fucking
dies.
He kills one of them.
He plays Dr. Robotnik and then he plays his grandpa, right?
Yeah.
He
plays the daddy.
Oh, it's his dad? Okay.
Well, yeah, right? It's his dad?
No, I think it's his grandpa. No, it's his grandpa.
It's grandpa.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's Grandpa Robotnik.
Dude, that movie is fucking lit.
Anyways, yeah, he dies a terrible death. there was no honor in it.
Yeah.
It was for nothing.
He just blows the fuck up.
He blows up. That's a good
that's
way
a crazy ass way to retire. Then yeah, that's fucking insane.
Yeah.
I guess since this is a Christmas one, if you could get anything for Christmas, what would you, like, there's no money cap, anything. What would you get?
A straight, like, fucking... A house like the fucking Grinch, dude. Like a straight house in the fucking mountains. And then just laugh at everybody.
Hell yeah.
On some evil shit.
What about you, Tommy?
I think I'd get a Honda NSX.
God damn.
I don't know what that is, but this sounds sick.
He's like, now go look outside.
Merry Christmas. I'm like, here you guys go. Merry Christmas.
He's like, your fucking house on that fucking mountain. He's like, you see over there?
That was yours, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, just pull out.
That'd be sick. Honestly, if I could get anything for Christmas, I'd probably get like a house too, probably somewhere in the mountains, so I could laugh at everybody too.
Yeah, I got like the Grinch. I hate you. I hate you.
Yeah, I pull out the fucking
right next to yours.
I loathe you.
Yeah, you just fucking throw eggs at each other from your houses.
I guess like let's do another question here. Question say like for Aiden. Say there's only $20. Aiden, do you hear me? Just kidding. Say there's only $20 and it's like one of those little like white elephant presents. What you picking up?
$20
for
who?
Myself?
Like you know those little white elephant, you know those white elephant like Christmas things where you like you get a gift and like you guys swap it out.
You play like a game and it's like Johnny passed Johnny
yeah.
took a left and then he took a right and then he took another right and then he opened the left door, some shit like that.
Dude, I've never done it. Okay. I've never even heard this shit before.
We'll have to I guess show like you.
$20 thing.
$20 thing.
What are you picking up?
I'm picking up food. Shit.
Honestly, if you brought me, like, if there was, like, some fucking, like, Chick-fil-A in a box, I wouldn't even be mad.
I always get people, like, chargers. Like, if it's, like, $20, like, I get people, like, a charger.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I'd be like,
that's actually really good.
Goated ass motherfucker. How do you know? How do you know I was at 10%?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd pick up some, like, socks for somebody.
Oh, that's a good one.
Socks, underwear, like, anything like that. Yeah.
I guess I'm picking you up, like, maybe, like, a straight fucking gift card.
That's fine. You don't get them, like, a prepaid busy?
Because you're the Grinch.
Because I'm the fucking Grinch.
You don't give a fuck. You just give them money. Money, money.
Money. You catch you with the Mr. Krabs. Money, 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 money.
All right, well.
What would be the rating for this one? Like fucking.
Yeah, we usually come up with a rating like.
So like we
based on the movie, like we did Elysium, you know, like.
Yeah.
We did 5 boletos out of 5 to Elysium.
Yeah.
So what would it be the equivalent?
Have you seen Elysium?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like, we did 5 boletos to Elysium.
We should have just got you on
how
that.
How many
one, bro,
boletos? Honestly.
We give it 5. We give it 5.
Well, we give that 5 out of 5 on Elysium.
Boletos.
Yeah,
Boletos like, to Elysium.
Hell yeah, I'd give it 5 out of 5. I'm dying in Elysium. Yeah. I'm trying to get to, it's called Elysium, right?
Yeah, that's what it's, yeah.
Yeah, I'm dying up there. I'm Mexican, I already, you know I was fucking being a little,
yeah,
dude, space boyero.
Dude, that fucking movie's so funny, because we were watching, we were like, bro, this movie's just about Mexicans. Like, it's the most Mexican movie.
Like, yeah, Matt Damon's the most Mexican.
I know that motherfucker.
Straight up.
I've seen this shit before.
I lived it.
The whole movie is just about fucking trafficking.
AKA America.
Yeah, literally.
Earth, AKA Mexico.
Straight up. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, it says like, yeah, Elysium and then Earth, but it's just Mexicans. Like, there's no other, like,
That's weird.
And then one token, and then the token white guy is Matt Damon.
Yeah, literally. The only white people.
Just because they forgot him.
The only white people are Matt Damon and all the people in, that are like participating in Elysium, and everyone's like fucking paisa.
Everyone's fucking standing at the Home Depot.
Yeah. we should have got you on that one. But anyways, what would be the equivalent of the 5 out of 5
boletos?
Yeah, what, on this one?
How many
multiples heart sizes did you gain?
Oh yeah, how much times did your heart grow?
Yeah,
out of five. Out of five sizes. I guess that's a straight up five. You know that, yeah. That's the biggest.
Honestly, is a heart.
Honestly, if I'm being honest, I was kind of skeptical at the beginning because I wasn't really catching it. It's been a long time since I've seen it. And I don't like kids' movies, like that's a fucking kid movie, no. But as the movie progressed and I was watching, I was like, oh, this shit's fucking straight fire. Like, it's just so fucking goofy. The adult jokes are great, the kid jokes are great, and then just them busting out to song every now and then, I'm like, oh, this shit's fucking fire. And it's just like, so I think what really got me is just so goofy. Like when he's just building the fucking rocket ship, that shit is like so fucking funny.
Yeah, he's just a whole musical sequence. Yeah. And he's building this,
you know, it's a good one that we didn't bring up. When he's like trying to change to go to the holiday cheermeister thing, and he like puts on the fucking like German outfit, you know?
Yeah.
No, he like takes it off,
yeah,
of motherfucker.
Yeah, he like the fucking throat singer. He's like, let me. He like fucking does a candy cane thing too, where he like yanks it back.
Yanks him off stage.
Yeah, yanks him off stage.
Yeah, dude, that shit's so fucking funny. He's like, I'm not going.
that shit was so funny. He couldn't decide if he wanted to go. Now he's like, fuck all that.
It's one of these movies that's like so hard to talk about because there's so much funny shit like constantly fucking happening. It's hard to remember it. I think like every great rewatchable movie is like kind of like you kind of forget.
You don't remember it specific.
Yeah, so you can just
like
keep
shit you like.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can just keep running that bitch back. You know, it's like, you know, like what's another great one? Fucking Cast Away.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it don't matter where you are in that bitch, or you be like, watch it in the middle or in the end, you know, it's like, oh, shit, you just here. You know, and like, you kind of forget. Yeah, you just kind of forget. And then you go back, like, oh, shit. Oh, this is goated, you know? It just keeps being like fucking lit.
I guess on like the Christmas movie scale, what would you rank the Grinch?
I don't know that many Christmas movies.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly,
what?
I haven't seen that many.
Nah, bro. Like, this is like,
this is the only one
I haven't seen. I haven't seen fucking Home Alone. Isn't that like a Christmas movie?
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie. I haven't seen Elf.
Oh, never mind. I think there's actually one I think that's greater.
What?
Fucking 8 Crazy Nights.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dude, next year, that's the one we're doing next year.
Not bad.
Hell yeah, bro. Actually, I wanted to do it this year, but I fucking forgot, dude.
I've never seen Elf.
Oh, Elf is fire.
I know people really like that movie. Yeah, that's a good ass one.
No, but 8 Crazy Nights, hands down, bro. Everybody like
hands down. I agree with you on that one. That's if you haven't seen it, go out there.
That
and
doesn't
watch
sound
it.
Like a Christmas movie.
Oh, it's 100% Christmas.
It's all Christmas because it's because our boy Adam
Sandler. He's like, he's Jewish, so it's like, you know, all
is that why it's called 8 Crazy Nights? Because it's like 8 candles.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah, okay.
But it's 100% a Christmas movie, bro. Like 100%.
Go watch it with your family.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. Watching it back, I'm like, damn, he's just a dickhead the whole time. But it's like, and then he grows art.
Just like the Grinch.
Just like the Grinch. It's just like a remake.
Holy shit. Is that the Grinch?
Literally. He's like a piece of shit. Oh, yeah, dude. And then, like, he has, like, his background is, like, his fucking whole family dies. So it's like, that's why he's a piece of shit.
Is that?
That's why he's a piece of shit. Well, like, Grinch? Just like the Grinch. You know, you got shit on. His is different, but it's, like, still the same concept. Like, that's why he's a piece of shit.
Go.
I guess there's reasons we all turn evil, right?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's like, shit. Can't be helped.
Yeah, sometimes you have no other option.
Like, the Grinch getting fucking bullied like that, you know? Of course he was going to turn fucking evil.
Yeah.
100%. There was only one way.
He spent a shit ton of time making that gift for that girl, and just fucking everyone just clowns on him.
Yeah, maybe that's like, you know, worst. The kids laughing at you, but when the teacher laughs at you,
yeah, that was
hell no, bro.
Yeah, your shit
I'm ruining
cooked.
Every Christmas, like 100%. I'm tearing everything the fuck down. I'm never letting anybody have any fun. 100%.
Yeah, I get that for sure.
But he changed. Motherfuckers can change. That's the real thing.
That's the message.
Exactly. He just needed love.
That's the real thing. We all just need love.
Exactly.
Especially around
what
Christmas.
What is love? What is love?
Shout out to all the motherfuckers that don't have any love.
We love you.
He's like, help me, Max. I'm feeling. That shit's so fire.
He's like fucking having like a heart attack because his fucking heart's going. He's like,
That shit's so lit. I love it. Like when he does like the checking his heart, make sure it's like it's going down. Like on the like in the beginning of the movie, there's like a fucking fork in his stomach and shit.
Yeah, there's like a fucking bent that fork. He's
his
like,
spine's like all fucking twisted.
Oh, yeah. He has his fucking spine's like. Or when he fucking gets sent back up to his mountain, and this does like a fucking loop, like watching it like the overlay,
like a ping. What is it? Shit called that? That fucking
foosball.
Game. No, not foosball. The ones that he has like the two buttons on the side.
Pinball.
Yeah. That's how he gets like gets knocked around. Yeah. Shit.
Or like did you guys ever play the one where it's like you like it's like on a mountain and you have to like control the ball to get all the way to the top? Did you guys ever play that?
Yeah,
like that. And then you always fail.
Yeah, it's funny how like that trash works. It goes fucking up the mountain. Like, what the fuck? The
gravity's like backwards?
Yeah, it just works backwards.
You just really hate someone, you know?
Yeah, they like ventilize this so like it all just pushes up towards his ass. I guess he chose to live there with the garbage, right?
All right. So what?
I'd give it the 5. I'd give it the 5 for sure.
But out of what?
It was the 5.
Oh, yeah, the hearts.
The
hearts. Yeah.
Like the 5. How many more times did your heart grow in dress?
5 times. 5 times. Dude, I love when his heart's growing. It's just like you can see that shit beat out of his fucking chest.
Yeah, you can see it through his fucking chest. God. I'm like, oh, shit.
Have you guys seen any of the new Grinches, like the cartoon ones?
No.
No, I asked Thomas that too. And
I haven't seen it.
Have honestly, they're pretty funny.
With Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah, you watched that new one, the Illumination one?
Yeah, the Illumination one's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But honestly, I feel like even like the original one, out of all the Grinches, this one's my favorite Grinch.
I think they just, you can tell there's just a lot of like, they put a lot of work into everything, like all the actors, all the makeup, all the scenes. Like all the studio, like the sets that are all built.
Yeah.
Like there's so much like effort into everything, like the jokes, everything. Jim Carrey batting at 100, like always.
Yeah, dude, at 300. It's like fucking crazy that like, honestly, that's why I like them. Like these movies get shit on, you know, like I'm pretty sure when this came out, they probably got shit on like a motherfucker, you know what I mean? But like, dude, he's like so good. He gives it 100, like just like Nick Cage. It don't matter what shit he's in. He's giving that shit 300%.
Yeah.
Every single time.
No matter what.
Yeah, and that's what makes it good. Rain or shine. Yeah, they got like the best guy to do it, and then like the supporting cast is great.
Yeah, I don't know.
The whole world building is really good, and I feel like it's pretty hard to do sometimes, but they hit that shit.
It's like George Miller doing fucking Happy Feet. It's like, I don't know why Ron Howard directed this. He like did Apollo 13 and the Da Vinci Code movies, like the trilogy. Like, why the fuck did he direct this movie? But
you hit that shit like that, you know, you're like, I gotta get something. I gotta do a good one.
Yeah, I was like, this motherfucker. No, what? Anthony Hopkins does like the
narrator.
Dude, he's like an Oscar winner like twice over, and he's doing the narration for this and like fucking, what is it, Transformers? It's like, this motherfucker got the biggest student loan ever. Like, goddamn.
You know he did.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
I'm like, why the fuck is he doing this?
I think when people do this, it's literally just the love of the game, you know? It's just literally all
that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And the fat ass bag that comes with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
and the fat ass bag.
Yeah, shout out to the fat ass fucking
bag. Now, but you know, like, if you think about it, like, and you're in those positions, you're like, that's cool to be in, like, a kid movie. And, like,
yeah,
a Christmas
no, for sure.
Movie.
There's some people who have admitted that they make, like, they've made, like, stuff because their kids will watch it and their kids will enjoy it.
No, like, fucking Happy Feet 1 and 2 is just like straight goated. And it's like crazy they came out of the same mind that made Mad Max. Like, it's insane. Like, what
really?
The fuck?
Shout out to the Mumbos crazy. Out there.
Yeah, shit's
fucking
insane.
Shout out to my boy Mumbo.
Another motherfucker that's misunderstood.
Literally.
Classic.
Damn, classic.
Another
Grinch.
Motherfucking Grinch.
I guess let's go down the list.
Motherfucker couldn't sing, but let him sing.
Let him hit those. He let him
but
hit that
motherfucker
fucking,
could dance.
Yeah, but he can fucking dance,
yeah, he
dude.
Can fucking dance.
He was special in a different way, bro.
Yeah.
Just like the Grinch.
Just like the fucking Grinch with the huge lean
with this,
fucking
with this fucking
this hairy titties and
big
huge
ass
lean fucking
huge ass. 2? I'm like, oh, God shit.
Damn.
He's like, well, like fucking almost 7 foot.
Yeah, he's tall compared to everyone else.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to be like a ton of little people because I know everyone there's like supposed to be like shorter, but now it's like I think they just made the sets like large, you know?
Yeah.
They just make everyone look kind of shorter.
Yeah, everything, the sets were awesome. Shout out to Jim Carrey.
Shout out to my sets.
Shout out to all the sets out there being built.
Yeah, we were just watching Spider-Man, and like immediately you can just tell when it's like a long
the fakest shit ever. I'm like, there's nothing like, real here. Yeah, it's just the only thing real are these actors, and they're probably not even in the same fucking room.
Yeah, you immediately call it out like when they're like picking up the trash, and it's just like you see like the rubble everywhere, and the only thing that looks real is them and like a little bit of the rubble. So fucking bad. Oh, fuck you, Marvel.
I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Any last final words?
Yeah.
Wisdom.
Yeah, some final words from your friend Alan over here. Be happy, be merry, and have a Merry Christmas, guys. We love you over here at In Threes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it right.
Is this In Threes?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my, no, this is wrong place. Wrong podcast.
Shit, wrong podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Well, Merry Christmas, guys. Have a happy new year. Hear our shit. Share it. We love you guys.
Yeah. See you.
Bye.